Hello everyone and welcome to JFG tonight. There is a big alarming reaction on the right to the Trump raid. People are scandalized. They say it's the end of the Republic. They are going after us. It's the system going after us. The problem is none of these people were there when the system was going after us for the last 5-6 years, since 2016-2017. They've been going after our free speech. They've been attacking men in family courts, in probate courts. The mediatic system that lies with hit pieces, which is what they did in this case, because all of this raid ultimately stems from coverage by Axios that there were papers in the toilet and that Trump was a document shredder. None of these people have been complaining about the fact that due process has disappeared from this country more than 5 years ago. And this is worrying that they are kind of surprised that the system is after them. Haven't you realized there was a swamp to drain and Trump didn't drain it? And Trump, in a way, pays for what he's for his own actions, because he's been so pro-police, so pro-FBI, so pro-military, that he didn't realize that these institutions were being taken over by the opposition and that they were the swamp to be drained. And yes, Midnight Sun reminds me of a quote from Trump. Trump has been monitoring the situation beautifully. I mean, we're still at this. We're still at monitoring. And we're 5 years, we're 7 years, we're 6 years after Trump became president and had Republican power. We warned these people about the state of degradation of our nation, and they did nothing. And so I'm not super alarmed by the Trump raid, because I knew that this was the state of the U.S. The intel community has been taken over by the Democrats. It's now a woke, armed arm of the Democrats. And it's been like this even under Trump. DK Shadow says, Trump is the monitor. The monitorer. I guess you can make a movie title by calling it The Monitoring. But I don't know, it sucks. You know, it's not like the halvening or the happening or the monitoring sounds extremely tame, but it's what Trump has been doing. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? This statue stood 2,300 years ago. The Colossus statue of Rhodes, built on Rhodes Island, Greece, in 292 BC before Christ, and destroyed by an earthquake in 226 before Christ, only standing for 66 years. It is considered one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Look at this gigantic thing. It was approximately as high as the Statue of Liberty. And it crumbled due to a earthquake, I guess that the Greek architects were not necessarily prepared for what a earthquake could do to this statue, but it's what happened, and it was 33 meters high, apparently. I didn't know at all about this statue. I have seen a similar statue in, what's the movie in which there's the Kraken? I don't know the title of the movie, but you know the movie with the Kraken? There is a statue like this at the entry of the town, but yeah, I didn't know it existed for real. Go away, says JF. Have you seen the Andrew Cuomo tweet regarding the raid? Why is he saying this, do you think? Is the raid too far even for some Democrats? Well, that's interesting. Andrew Cuomo. DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives, or it will be viewed as a political tactic and undermine any future credible investigation and legitimacy of January 6th investigation. Well, isn't that interesting? I mean, this is Kuomo speaking for his side, but let's not forget what has happened to Kuomo. Kuomo was basically the target of a psyop of an intelligence operation of some kind, where he was subjected to cancel culture. So, is it possible that Kuomo, in his heart, is slowly turning to understanding how the system oppresses us, understanding how the system targets men in power, and that perhaps he's feeling some kin relationship to Trump suddenly? Gowe says, so Kuomo has been red-pilled, Trump Kuomo 2024. I think we're far from this, because he's still wanting the Democrat elections to be legitimate and the January 6th investigation to be legitimate. So it's still very much pro-leftist that he is. But perhaps he's slowly understanding how the system oppresses dissent in America, and he sees it as dangerous, probably as a liberal. There's an excellent, excellent article by Padraig Martin. I don't know this blog, Identity Dixie. The Trump Raid and the End of the United States. I think this is the closest thing I've read to my opinion on this whole thing. We can read a big bunch of it, but I think he sums up beautifully how you should have realized before that it was going on. The end of the United States, and Trump didn't do anything to fix it. Last night, like many Americans, I was shocked to see that former president of the United States, Donald Trump, had his home raided by the FBI. This is a profound turning point in Western history. For the better part of the past two centuries, the U.S. has enjoyed unprecedented stability because it did not raid the homes of political rivals. The rest of the democratic world looked upon the United States as a model for successful representative government. To watch a politically motivated raid on a former president essentially showed the rest of the world that the U.S. is no longer the model it claimed to be. It's so devastatingly rotten to its very core that anyone with eyes can see that unelected officials run the United States, not the people, not its representatives, not its constitution. For those who hate Trump, it is important to note that this raid is more than just Trump. Trump is a polarizing figure in American politics. Trump is also a billionaire. This is not an ordinary, well-intentioned political protester who walked the halls of Congress on January 6th, getting hunted down by the FBI a year later at his plumbing job. This is a powerful person in his own right with nearly 75 million supporters. The fact that they can attempt the gulag treatment on Trump should be a massive wake-up to any powerless, ordinary citizen with an unpopular view. They are coming for you next. For those who may be inclined to call me a Trump apologist, I am not. I have been critical of the 45th for years. Like most dissidents, I am disappointed in Donald Trump for many reasons. The list is long. He should have been more aggressive regarding the removal of far-left activists within the DOJ and the FBI, especially after the very obvious targeting of his own 2016 campaign. He trusted the military far too much, despite mountains of evidence that the senior leadership of the military had been radically transformed by the preceding Obama administration. The Israel worship was galling. I kept hearing about black unemployment, the freedom of ASAP Rocky, and Trump's friendship with Kanye West while reading about thousands of dissidents throughout the United States imprisoned for standing up to federal overreach. Most angering was Trump's absolute inaction during the extraordinary riots of 2020. He should have ordered the National Guard to fix bayonets and any officer that pushed back, as General Milley reportedly did. Should have been sent to a command in Norton, Alaska, or a cell in Gitmo. Trump apologists like to say that had Trump did that, the media would have portrayed him as a tyrant. So what? The media already portrayed him as a dictator. He should have acted the part and saved civilized society. He talks about the Fed posting that was happening on social media. He ends by saying, the United States is dead. It cannot be revived. This is the regime flexing on you, the worthless American voter. The choice is simple. Stay on the Titanic as its newfound masters order you to swab the decks of oncoming water or jump ship by means of secession. If you wish to keep the United States intact, so be it. You should move to a Yankee blue state and enjoy the future that your demographic replacement will ensure. You might as well get used to those laws now. Meanwhile, if you are a Southerner flying the American flag, you are part of the problem. The most important flag flying over your home should be your state flag. Displaying imagery that expresses your bended knee toward Washington, D.C. is an indication of your loyalties. You have chosen the Union over the founding principles. You have chosen elected bureaucrats over your own people. You have shown that when we need you, you will not be there for us. The raid on Trump should be a wake-up call that the Yankee government cannot be reformed. It is gone. The Constitution will not protect him. The Constitution will not protect you. Secession will. Pineapple Platypotamus says, Jeff, are you a Kanye fan too? I mean, I kind of like the atmosphere of trolling that he was bringing back in the days. Back in the Trump days, to say that I'm a fan would be a lot. But yeah, I mean, what an interesting text here, and it's what I've been thinking about the U.S. that secession is the only way out. Secession or flight. Those are the choices you will be faced with, no matter if it's in 5 years from now or in 60 years from now, or even your descendants might be faced with. It's unsustainable. The United States will not allow pockets of resistance to exist in Republican states. And we are already within the period where basically a Republican president is being oppressed by the bureaucratic and police agencies of the federal government. Of course, the whole timing of this is particularly weird in relation to the election. I mean, it's a hit on Trump to make it harder for him to, or harder for the Republicans to win in the midterm, and for Trump to make it harder for him to win a campaign nomination. Judge who greenlit raid at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home donated thousands to Obama. Bruce Reinhardt, who reportedly signed off on the raid of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, previously donated to Obama's campaign and victory fund. Of course, the entire judiciary system is as politicized as it can be. It is corrupted. The whole system that orders raids and searches has to be completely thrown to the trash. It's a tool of oppression, of intimidation. It's a fishing expedition also, because who knows? Trump might very well have accidentally, or perhaps even someone, has brought papers into the home of Trump. You know, with the number of Democrat agents that are in the surroundings of Trump, and he has surrounded himself with a lot of them when he was president, who knows, maybe one of these agents intentionally put a paper that it would be illegal for Trump to have and put it in a box and puts it in the house of Trump, maybe years ago, maybe recently. And so who knows, they might go on a fishing expedition that does pay off. And all of this is linked to the fact that there is a law in the U.S. that If you are found guilty of an offense with respect to the National Archives, the federal government papers, if you've messed with them in some way, and you are found guilty of it, you can be denied future access to office, which would include, presumably, denied the possibility of a presidential candidacy. So we've now learned that it wasn't directly related to the January 6th committee, that this FBI raid is related to some accusation that Trump is destroying documents. And we'll get to the mainstream media articles that are at the root of this. Basically, it boils down to this picture. Exclusive photos, Trump's telltale toilet. I am not shitting you. I'm following the news on an everyday basis. It's my job to follow the news. I didn't even know that there was a toilet gate going on. So, an employee of Trump or someone who somehow had access to multiple Trump toilets has been taking pictures across the years. And it's like, oh, there's always these torn papers in Trump toilets. And here we can see that it's there's some words about Rogers, Stefanik. It seems that it's that Trump is destroying documents. Nicolas Petre says, bro, are you shitting me? So this Axios piece comes out. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, maybe even months. There was a piece with Maggie Haberman, who has a forthcoming book on Trump. You know, after the books that come out to accuse Trump of being a racist, a rapist, now we have a book that's coming out accusing Trump of being a document destroyer. And I swear, this is how the Axios summarizes the book of Maggie Haberman and her findings as a journalist. The former president, a notorious destroyer of Oval Office documents. And she believed that the former president, a notorious destroyer of Oval Office documents, was the flusher. So we are supposed to believe that pictures showing that there was some papers in the toilet that could have been put there by the photograph themselves, that could have been put there by a journalist, that could have been put there by any agent, we are supposed to believe that, no, this is probably Trump himself destroying the papers. Not only this, but those are private papers that when he was on a plane, when he was at work, you have to believe that Trump has such a tendency of destroying documents. He is such a notorious destroyer of Oval Office documents that he couldn't help himself, but he's done it also with the federal papers, with whatever documents it is that they suspect him of having. Of not only having, but potentially of having the intent of destroying through toilet flushing. And so there had to be this evidence or accompanying evidence or other evidence that we don't yet know of, had to be presented to a judge in a search and seizure kind of hearing, convince the judge that there was a probable cause, that somehow the sum of evidence points to the possibility that a crime may have been committed, and that the evidence for this crime was necessarily at Mar-a-Lago, the home of Trump, which was raided while Trump wasn't there. But I believe his son, Donald Trump Jr., was there. Intolerable, Republicans promise investigation of FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago. As Town Hall reported, President Trump's Southern White House was raided by the FBI on Monday, and the mainstream media reacted exactly as you'd expect. More, the walls are closing in chaos that overlooked a major consequence of the Biden administration's top law enforcement agency going after the former president, unity within a Republican Party. People are saying, oh yeah, they just done their big error there. We caught you. Now you've assembled us behind Trump. Okay, if that assembles you, unionizes you to Trump, I don't know. What about the breaches of right that have been happening to white people across this nation for more than a decade? I would rather this unites you behind Trump than some crappy raid in which they were just looking for boxes of documents. Go away, says Jeff. You couldn't get away with this in Australia. Our plumbing systems cannot handle standard printer paper. This is the price the US pays for its technological advancement. Ted Kaczynski was right. Strong words here from the Australian state. Here, go away being an official representative of the Kingdom of Australia. Jen et al. Says the Colossus is featured in Jason and the Argonauts, not the Kraken movie, Clash of the Titans. Okay, Clash of the Titans is the title. Yeah, I know that it wasn't the statue featured in there, but I know that there was a kind of statue of a similar size, like a city-wide statue. Midnight has sent a super chat. He says, unfortunately, next FBI visit will be for Trump's arrest. Charges could include possession of presidential artifacts, 18 U.S. Code 2017. Yes, we'll see if Trump has committed a mistake. Donald Trump Jr. was pointing out that the FBI forced open a chest, and they found nothing in there. So will they find something in the boxes of documents that has been slipped in there or that Trump wasn't careful about? I hope that he's been very well informed about the laws and that he didn't try to cheat, because they're going to catch him on anything they can catch him on. It's really a fishing expedition. Hopefully that does not happen. John Drake says, some congressmen are talking tough about getting rid of the FBI. Unfortunately, it's all talk. Yeah, you were in power in 2016. You could have fired the whole FBI. You could have abolished the FBI. But we didn't see this happen. It's so sad to see this vicious circle of we're going to do something, but when you get to doing it, it's not quite that. The swamp never gets totally drained. FBI executes search warrant at Trump's Mar-a-Lago in document investigation. The National Archives, charged with collecting and sorting presidential material, has previously said at least 15 boxes of White House records were recovered from Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort, including some that were classified. So what were they? So they had already recovered those boxes. So they must have been looking for something else. And if you do a raid like this, with a warrant and everything, there has to be a belief of a criminal action. So normally, if it's just like, oh, I forgot this document in my little folder here and I brought it home accidentally, that's not a crime. It shouldn't be a violation of federal law. They have to have believed that they could get Trump for more than this. That's doubtful. Meanwhile, it's a whole crackdown on the Trump entourage. Sebastian Gorka reports the FBI just seized Congressman Scott Perry's cell phone. They are totally out of control. Which patriot will they target next? So Scott Perry was someone in the entourage of Donald Trump. He was with his family and children, and the FBI accosted him without warning and took his cell phone, including all of his political communications, his personal communications. There was a discussion that perhaps the Axios original pictures were doctored. I disagree with this analysis, but let's have a look at what the argument is. He says that it's a proof that Maggie Haberman, Axios, used doctored photos to push story of Trump flushing handwritten notes down the toilet. Thread will explain exactly how anyone can verify the photos were poorly doctored. This pic from Haberman's Twitter post has been dragged into Photoshop and zoomed in 500%. Take note of the obvious pixelation around the names and how it doesn't match the surrounding it, the area surrounding it. This is an obvious sign the photo was doctored. The K even extends beyond the edge. I'm not sure if he's talking here about the R, but it wouldn't be a K, it would be a R. Does it extend? I'm not sure, it's very hard to say. As far as the pixelization here around the letters, I have another hypothesis. You could get this pixelization with just a compression algorithm, because compression algorithms, they work very hard when letters come in, because letters are complex forms, and they will tend to abstract this whole area as being generally white without much, and then they will go in more detail when around letters. So a compression algorithm could very well get you this result. To me, it's not necessarily a sign that it's been doctored. Now he says, let's look at the other pic from Haberman's post. You can see pixelation around the words and then a harsh cut to a smoother pattern. A good example is with the area around the W. So here, same phenomenon. You can have a compression algorithm pattern appear around letters. It's not necessarily a sign of doctoring. However, a very interesting observation is that the photo used on Twitter is different from the one used on Axios, because the one on the Axios article, which he says is the updated photo, doesn't have these features. So his claim is they doctored it, and then they realized there was weakness of the pixels, and then they redoctored it to remove the pixels. I disagree with this claim. I think a valid explanation would be the compression algorithm used by Haberman when she posted to Twitter was different than the original pictures given to Axios, which would explain why the pixelization happens around the letters. It doesn't matter to me. We're talking about pieces of paper that there's not even proof that Donald Trump dropped in the toilet. It could be anyone. It could be one of his aides. And even then, you have the right to throw personal notes that you wouldn't want to be misinterpreted. You have the right to dispose of them. I don't know, maybe there's a violation of the city codes for sewers, maybe. That would be the greatest crime here. But it's certainly not a problem to get rid of personal notes when you travel, when you work. Cloud Warmer says, Jeff, the comment you made the other day still stands. It was prophetic in that it can be used constantly. This wasn't the straw that broke the camel's back. The camel is already dead. But what was this comment that I did the other day? I don't remember. Which are you talking about? Because I speak a lot publicly. But you have to quote me back, because I don't remember what you're talking about exactly. The FBI is corrupt. Mark Levin goes nuclear over Trump raid, slams silent GOP leadership. Well, what did you think? I mean, we knew that the FBI was corrupt since the 90s. And so, are you learning that the FBI is corrupt in 2022? Cloud Warmer says, Jeff, the camel comment was your comment. I don't even remember talking about the camel. Okay, so my comment was that this wasn't the straw that broke the camel's back. The camel is already dead. Okay, this was a very general comment. Now I remember saying this. Samurai says, lots of stuttering of the stream on my end. Also, hi, JF. Hi, if you are experiencing stuttering or buffering, try to lower the quality to 480p. Perhaps it's on the side of your internet speed, because normally, if there's buffering, we have other audience members who report it. Mama JF says, why didn't he flush the toilet if he wanted to destroy them? Well, the presumption is that he did flush, but sometimes when you flush paper and they've not been torn into small enough pieces, it doesn't pass and it stays there. So you have to believe that somehow the toilet flush trumps urine or other matters, and that somehow the paper stayed there. It demands a lot of suspension of disbelief. Taibi, welcome to the third world. The Justice Department must immediately explain. That was the comment from Andrew Cuomo. Feds likely obtained pulverizing amount of evidence ahead of searching Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, legal experts say. Pulverizing, hold that thought. We've reached a stage of American history where everything we see on the news must first be understood as political theater. In other words, the messaging layer of news now almost always dominates the factual narrative, with the latter often reported so unreliably as to be meaningless anyway. Yesterday's sensational tale of the FBI raiding the Mar-a-Lago home of former President Donald Trump is no different. That is absolutely correct. We've reached that point where the factual layer is like, it doesn't really even matter. Everything that's above the factual layer, the narratives, the offense, the scandalous nature of how it's reported, that is what matters. That is how the left plays. John Drake says, I seriously doubt the wastewater in the White House leads to sea without being looked through. Trump would know this. You think that they are scanning the sewer water of the White House? I don't want this to be my job. If you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way of receiving support for the show. And alternatively, if you want to send super chats, there's also Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. The Guardian accuses Republicans of weaponizing the Trump raid. Following the news of the FBI raiding President Trump's home, The Guardian suggested that Republicans are weaponizing the situation to make unfounded claims of a deep state and a politicized Justice Department. The leftist newspaper's headline reads, Republicans dust off familiar playbook to weaponize Mar-a-Lago FBI search, with a sub-headline of GOP accusations of deep state and politicization of Justice Department, likely to foment an intense backlash. Well, I totally agree with this. I think that we are seeing an operation of the deep state here, aimed at doing exactly what the deep state were messaging each other about in 2017, when they were saying, we will never let this happen again. We will never let Trump win again. So we have the messages of the deep state. We have their SMS that they were exchanging. And they said they were going to do this. And now they're doing it. So it's not a conspiracy theory to think that what was messaged between FBI agents 5 years ago is now happening. They are making everything in their power for it to never happen again. Who else said that they would not let it happen again? the Susan Wojcickys of this world, the big tech people, they've all been caught on camera admitting that it was something they wanted to make sure doesn't happen again, the election of a Donald Trump. Republicans say Americans will fire the Democratic majority in midterms for passing a reconciliation bill. Senate Republicans lambasted their Democrat colleagues for passing a $750 billion healthcare and climate spending bill, warning the economic package will not help the sagging U.S. economy. That remains to be seen, but hopefully it does happen. Ariel Suarez says, you can always rely on our absolutely trustworthy fact checkers to debunk misinformation. Lol. Yes, they've been very active. Kittler on Gab. I understand that this is a cat who is a Hitleric version of Cattard. He says, the future. Out of control federal agencies kicking in your door and freezing your bank accounts while Republican representatives tweet about a red wave and fill your inbox asking for campaign donations. I have to say, I'm on Trump's email list for campaign donation solicitation. I don't know exactly how I ended there because I've never donated to Trump. I don't think I could legally. I'm a Canadian. But it's annoying. I mean, it's ridiculous. Have any of you in the chat ever received the Trump emails? I mean, it's... I'll give you some examples here. Let me check in my email. Donald J. Trump. Okay, I won't show it on screen because I don't want to make sure that everything is safe in terms of what I show on my email. I want you to be my VIP guest. That's the subject line. I want you, with the capital letter U, to be my VIP guest. Friend, I have an exclusive VIP event coming up in Miami, and I can't think of anyone else I'd rather have there with me as my guest of honor than you. You've always been one of my best supporters, friend. To show you just how much you mean to me, I am giving you a free entry. Everything is in place. All you need to do is enter. And then there's something that I can click, and there's a photo of President Trump with a yellow background representing party in Miami. Please, and so the link I can click says, please enter immediately so you can win a trip to meet me and be my VIP guest in Miami. If you attend, your hotel will be covered, your flight will be covered, you will get to bring a friend, we will meet and take a photo together, but this offer expires soon, so you need to act fast. And it's like this every day, every fucking day. Look, here's another one from just one day before. That was 11 hours ago. Your Trump gold card, red alert, icon. Friend, I have something for you. Your own Trump gold card. Okay, I have to show you guys the image of this. Okay, let me make sure that I can show this on screen. Holy shit, man. Okay. This is historic. Your home Trump gold card. Official Trump gold card. Member number 0123. Member since 2022. Contribute 250. Contribute 100. Contribute $50. I'm getting this every day. This is historic. Will you claim? Please contribute $45 or more right now to activate your membership and we'll send you your personalized Trump gold card. 5X. That's the title of an email. 5X. You have been chosen as President Trump's Patriot of the Month. Claim your exclusive 5X impact offer and accept now. Contribute 250 equals 1,500. Contribute 100 equals 600. Mama JF says you can just flex your card whenever. It's insane. This is so low level. This is how Trump is raising cash. It's kind of offensive to me how clearly there is a deceptive language here meant at making the reader believe that they are the center of attention for Trump. And the fact that they're doing this is, it kind of shows the psychology of the Trump donor, the fact that they think this is going to be successful. The Trump donor wants to be a Trump honored guest and wants to have Trump look at them and care about them. I'm surprised that there's not much more leftist complaining against this, because I don't care about complaining against this, because ultimately I would want the Republicans to win the election, you know, even if I think that Trump is not a big solution to America, and that he's been demonstrating his lack of fitness to be a president. But this is spammy behavior of the worst kind, and it's deceptive also. How can you make a campaign work on the whole subject of honorability and good behavior, and we're going to straighten the federal government up, and that's your spam practices? Banana Republic: Ron DeSantis denounces FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. Well, everyone is after the FBI. I mean, I hope that it does create a kind of feeling of unity in the Republicans, but something tells me that it will not unite the right, you know, in the sense that we were talking about uniting the right in 2016. Missing Kelly Rodney: massive search as friends reveal teen's last known footsteps in possible abduction case. How sad is it? This young lady, 16 years old, has been going to a party. It was a party on the Prosser family campground. They got drunk, all teenagers. There were more than 100 people. And apparently she may have left the party. And her friends say she's not the kind of person who would drink and drive, so she left perhaps by foot. And she cannot be found. So it is believed she might have been abducted. Parties are a dangerous place to go. I would recommend against them. John Drake says, this works on people in the middle and left of the bell curve. You're to the right. That's why you don't get it, JF. Yeah, I guess those spam tactics must work, because or else eventually the spammers would learn and would give up. They don't get tired. I still receive these emails years later, and they're still as crappy as they used to be. Texas nurse charged with 6 counts of murder in fiery LA crash was involved in 13 prior wrecks. So this woman is the woman, I think we may have shown the video on the show, in a previous show. She just crashes straight onto a line of circulating cars. She just boom, and a fire ensues, an explosion of some kind, and 6 people are dead. And she was involved in 13 previous accidents. And I was saying, how did she do as a nurse, though? It's a rhetorical question. It seems to me that there should be a system where If you've been involved in so many accidents, I don't know what it would be, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6. But at 13, certainly, there should be some mechanism to stop the driving. Because seeing the scene, it looks like she may have been inattentive or enraged. But there's something that led her to drive straight through a line of circulating car, basically violating her own red light. I don't know what motivated her. Canadian pastor gets total win in court. Jail time, censorship, fines against him were illegal. Well, that's great news. I don't know if it's an old one, but I know that this Canadian pastor has been successful in much of his lawsuits, and so this was the story of a pastor who was refusing to stop his church services as he was requested to do by the COVID orders. Stephen Robinson says JF Andrew Tate is right. Don't trust female drivers. I mean, we can let females drive and then catch those who are involved in a lot of accidents, I guess. That would be a way for it to be non-discriminatory. Deep states, next step will be assassination after Trump raid, warns former NYC police commissioner. Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik has warned that if the FBI's raid on President Trump's home doesn't stop him running in 2024, the next step for those seeking absolute control of the US political system will be assassination. I mean, you can't, unfortunately, you can't exclude this as completely insane. We've seen JFK being assassinated. We've seen American politicians being targeted, assassinated, or intimidated when someone finds it annoying that they could be president. And so I wouldn't reject the possibility that this could happen again. But it would be quite a shocking event. France looks to keep nuclear power plants running despite heat wave. French authorities have allowed 5 nuclear power plants in France to continue operations and discharge hot water in rivers even during another heat wave, as the country looks to keep its electricity generation stable and conserve natural gas for the coming winter. So the way France is addressing the potential lack of natural gas and other forms of energy reserves for the winter is they are pumping super hard on the nuclear with the hope that that they are able to keep these reserves and be able to pass the winter. Here they were saying that the problem is that so there's lots of water involved in cooling. Whenever you have a temperature differential in any electrical generator, in this case nuclear, there's a lot of heat that you need to get rid of. And the way they do this is by pump, is exactly what I want to do here in the house, my DIY conditioned air. They are pumping water from nature, taking some heat, and then rejecting it in nature. But this would heat the rivers so much that they were starting to be worried about the fish, the animals, and the life forms in the rivers dying from this. But they made an exception this year because of, I guess, the Ukraine war and the fear that there will be a lack of energy then. Go away, says JF. I think the age of assassination is over. They won't assassinate a populist figure in fear of energizing their base unless they use something subtle like a cancer injection, like they did to Jack Ruby when he was in prison. I don't know about Jack Ruby. I don't know what case is that. But I think maybe you're right. Maybe the age of assassination is over. But you never know, you know, if one FBI agent decides to fuck up with the mind of one schizophrenic guy out there, you could get a Trump assassination. You know, it's not always super strategic. All it takes is the right narrative in the mainstream media. Trump is evil and we need to stop him at all costs. And then some crazy guy, crazy enough to do it. And then a bunch of people willing to manipulate this crazy guy. You don't need a big conspiracy for an assassination to happen. Dino Legovich says, yes, but the age of accidents. Exactly. We are in the age of accidents. Oh my God. There was this guy, crazy, with a gun, and there's nothing we could do about it. Ukraine claims unprecedented attack on Russian airbase deep inside Crimea. Earlier Tuesday, a large explosion at Russia's Saki airbase deep within Crimea. So you can see here the airbase on fire. So I think it's one of the first time, at least, that there is such a major attack on Crimea. And Russia had been clearly indicating that Crimea was not to be attacked and was not to be attacked, especially by foreign entities. Now, it seems to be Ukraine that attacked it, but to what extent were they helped in the process of doing this, perhaps with American missiles? I don't know. We'll see. But Crimea was a no-no in terms of Russia tolerating any stepping over their acquired rights. And so we'll see how Russia handles this. Will there be a reply toward Ukraine? What form will it take? I don't know. Andrew Tarbar reports, introducing the Gab Voice beta test. I found a lot of hope on this platform because I am so sad that Google Hangouts on Air was pulled, because it was one of the massive ways in which we were building community, making shows. The whole Bloodsports era was filmed on Google Hangouts on Air. And Google never really replaced the product with anything fit for the purpose. And it seems that this Gab Voice will be a place of freedom of speech because we'll be on the Gab servers. This is very interesting. It seems that we may be able to have much more based discussion than the big tech would want us to. People are asking if Shinzo Abe survived. No, he did not survive. I remember him being assassinated and killed a couple of weeks ago. So yes, the age of assassination is certainly not over in Japan. Senator Lindsey Graham, states should decide on same-sex marriage. He said that states, not the federal government, should decide whether same-sex marriage should be legally recognized. This will be our last news item for tonight. Of course, those comments are in relationship to the Supreme Court willingness to leave more rights to the state rather than impose a uniform treatment across the federal government. So I think it's interesting. I believe that if same argument that I've done in the case of abortion, I will do it again here. If you can force me to get a vaccine, to participate to some public school or to participate to some activity, I don't know how, or to even work, to get a job, I don't know how you couldn't make, how you would make the case that somehow you can't decide as a state that marriage is to honor a particular type of union between two people. The heterosexual kind, the one that can lead to baby production. A state must have the capacity to legislate and encourage breeding, because demographics is one of the important aspects of human society. And if it's within the powers of the state to decide, you must have the vaccine to do A, B, C, you should be able to say you must be in a breedable couple to get this piece of paper. That is, and especially since in the Constitution, there is no mention that breedability of a pair of humans is something you cannot discriminate against. If that was mentioned in the Constitution, perhaps you'd get a case that the Supreme Court must intervene. But the Constitution merely says equal treatment. But denying homosexual marriage is not unequal treatment. It is different treatment to a different situation. You are in a non-breeding couple, and therefore you might have a separate civil action of some kind that puts you together, but it doesn't have to be marriage. And the state should be entitled to legislate in a way that favors heterosexual, breedable marriage between couples that are reproductive. Go away, says Jeff. I can't stand how these leftists are jizzing their pants over the White House staff creating a Dark Brendan meme as if it's the smartest thing ever, when in reality it's just a shitty ripoff of the Dark MAGA meme, an organic meme that actually makes sense contextually. Thoughts? Oh yeah, the Dark Brendan. I was already annoyed by the insistence, such insistence of the right, of the center right, to use the term Brendan to talk about Joe Biden in a way that was totally dissociated from the original organic meme, Let's Go Brendan. But yeah, it seems that this is the White House secretary has published a kind of imitation of the Dark Knight Rises, and it's the Dark Brendan Rises. Yeah, it definitely falls flat. I don't see, you know, it doesn't capture anything Joe Biden-esque in it. I don't feel that Joe Biden is a dark guy or that he's some kind of secret avenger. Joe Biden is really a boring old man. That's what he is. And to try to do something so unnatural as to appoint him to a Dark Knight position. Valet says, cringy enough to give one cancer. Yes, and you know, one cancer can become many. Samurai says, JF, how would you like to see the state incentivize hetero offspring producing marriages? Well, it's complicated because initially I am against the state incentivizing anything. I think they're terrible at it. So I am for letting nature happen. But if the state is going to steal money from people, then we might as well wish that some of that money gets back to their pocket in the form of demographic stability encouragement. So it could be that if you are a married couple that stays married and that gets, say, more than 7 children, then you don't pay taxes anymore. Just like in Hungary, I believe they've done this with females having 4 babies. They don't pay taxes anymore. I'm against the female discrimination here, so you would need to reward both the male and the female, as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, that kind of stuff. Just pay less taxes or pay no taxes at all when you make babies. That is one way of economically incentivizing it. All right, that is it for tonight, boys. I'm going to sleep. Thank you all for being here. And if you'd like to support the show on a monthly basis, join the Patreon, join the Subscribestar. I still don't know exactly when will be my vacation, but it's coming. I could just suddenly stop working tomorrow, maybe in 2 days from now, or maybe in a couple of days, and I'll be gone for 3 days, but it's still not sure when it will be. Also, on the 17th, I have scheduled a debate. I will be siding with Richard Spencer. And this has been requested to me by a fan. You wanted me to argue. I don't even remember the name of the guy. You wanted me to debate Jim Bob. Jim Bob apparently is this guy who he's been said to be intelligent, but he denies evolution. And he will be siding with Posh on the Crucible. They will be both versus Richard Spencer and I, and will be arguing whether evolution is real. This is going to be a fun science debunking debate. Summarize says, what platform will this debate be on? Well, it's going to be The Crucible, probably both on YouTube and perhaps on other platforms, but first and foremost, probably on YouTube. Cloud Warmer says, Jeff, each baby wipes out one fourth of your mortgage. Everyone would reproduce like rabbits. Yeah, well, this becomes a problem, though. You end up paying houses for people who are really talented at nothing but making babies. And so to me, that's why the ideal situation is that the state doesn't steal money from people, and therefore nature can take its place. But in an imperfect situation where the state is already stealing money from people, might as well at least maintain some kind of demographics. That's it for tonight, boys. Much love. See you all tomorrow.